Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Just a little housekeeping, if you are listening to this preaching blog and have not yet subscribed to it, I'd invite you to go over to Substack. Substack.com and subscribe to the daily announcement. Every day you will receive an email, and in that email will be all the pertinent links you need to listen to the latest post. Of course, it is free, and you can unsubscribe at any time. So again, go over to Substack and subscribe. Today is Tuesday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time, September 1st, 2026. Our reading today is from the Gospel of St. Luke, where Luke writes, "In the synagogue there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, 'What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.' Jesus rebuked him and said, 'Be quiet, come out of him.' Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm." The gospel today brings us into the synagogue at Capernaum. It is a sacred place, a place where people gather to hear the word of God, to pray, and to seek the Lord. Yet in the midst of that holy assembly there is a man possessed by an unclean spirit. Suddenly, a voice interrupts, piercing the silence. "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." The remarkable thing is that the demon speaks the truth. He knows exactly who Jesus is. Yet truth on the lips of a demon is not faith. Knowledge is not love. Recognition is not surrender. Jesus does not enter into a debate. He does not answer the demon's questions. He simply says, "Be quiet. Come out of him." The first miracle is not merely the expulsion of the demon. The first miracle is the restoration of silence. The world is filled with voices. Every day we are surrounded by endless opinions, advertisements, fears, arguments, social media, breaking news, and the constant chatter inside our own minds. Some voices speak hope, others quietly whisper discouragement, resentment, shame, or despair. The spiritual life begins when we learn to distinguish which voices come from God and which do not. The enemy rarely begins with obvious evils. More often, he speaks through confusion. He whispers that we are alone, that forgiveness is impossible, that prayer is useless, that our failures define us, that anger is justified, or that God is somehow disappointed beyond mercy. These voices can become so familiar that we mistake them for our own thoughts. But Jesus commands, "Be quiet." Sometimes the greatest miracle Christ wants to perform is not changing our circumstances, but quieting the voices that prevent us from hearing his own. There's an old story about an elderly monk who lived alone in the desert. Pilgrims came seeking his wisdom because they believed he possessed extraordinary peace. One visitor asked him, "Father, how did you become so peaceful?" The old monk smiled and led the young man to a small spring hidden among the rocks. The water had become muddy because goats had recently crossed through it. "Wait," the monk said. For nearly an hour they sat in silence. Gradually the mud settled to the bottom. The water became perfectly clear, reflecting the blue sky above. The monk pointed to the spring. "I did not make the water clear," he said. "I simply stopped stirring it." Then he said, "The soul is much the same. Most of us spend our lives stirring our fears, resentments, ambitions, and anxieties. Christ teaches us to become still. Then his image appears." The possessed man in today's gospel had no peace because another voice had occupied the sanctuary of his heart. Many of us are not possessed by demons in the dramatic way described in Scripture. Yet every one of us knows what it is like to be occupied by something that is not of God. Anxiety occupies us. Pride occupies us. Old wounds occupy us. Addictions occupy us. Anger occupies us. Sometimes even our constant busyness becomes an unclean spirit that leaves no room for God. The tragedy is not only that these things disturb us. The tragedy is that we begin to believe they are who we are. Jesus never identifies the man by the demon. He sees the beloved child hidden beneath the bondage. That is how Christ always sees us. Notice also that after Jesus commands the spirit to leave, the gospel tells us that the demon threw the man down, but came out of him without doing him any harm. Liberation can feel disruptive. When God begins healing us, old habits resist. Long-held resentments protest. Familiar fears cling tightly. Sometimes spiritual growth feels uncomfortable because God is loosening what has bound us for years. Yet Christ never wounds the person he heals. His authority is always exercised in love. Perhaps today's gospel invites us to examine a simple question. What voice has the greatest authority in my life? Is it fear? Is it regret? Is it public opinion? Is it my own harsh self-judgment? Or is the quiet voice of Christ that says, "Do not be afraid, you are mine"? The deepest freedom is not merely being delivered from evil. It is becoming quiet enough to hear the shepherd's voice above every other voice. The saints were not people who lived without struggles. They were people who learned which voice deserved their attention. May we leave today's Eucharist asking Jesus to enter once again into the synagogue of our hearts. May he silence every voice that keeps us from trusting him, every lie that diminishes our dignity, every fear that imprisons us. Then, in the stillness he creates, we may finally hear the only words that matter. You are my beloved. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, Holy One of God, you speak with authority that no darkness can resist. Enter the hidden places of our hearts and command every voice that is not yours to be silent. Free us from fear, resentment, pride, anxiety, and every chain that keeps us from loving you completely. Grant us the grace to rest in the quiet of your presence, where we discover our true identity as your beloved children. May your word become the strongest voice within us, guiding every thought, every decision, and every step we take. Fill us with the peace that only you can give, and make us instruments of that peace for everyone we meet. We ask this in your holy name. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others, perhaps, but for sure come back tomorrow to my hermitage when we will take a look at another passage from Scripture and break open its deeper meaning, applying it to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.